all the omens promised well. There was the gayest sense of adventure in this unprecedented departure. She was going with two friends who had been fellow students with her at the training college. Nice, honest girls both, though not so good at history and literature as Miss Winchelsea. They both looked up to her immensely, though physically they had to look down, and she anticipated some pleasant times to be spent in stirring them up to her own pitch of aesthetic and historical enthusiasm. They had secured seats already and welcomed her effusively at the carriage door. In the instant criticism of the encounter, she noted that Fanny had a slightly touristy leather strap and that Helen had succumbed to a serge jacket with side pockets into which her hands were thrust. But they were much too happy with themselves and the expedition for their friend to attempt any hint at the moment about these things. As soon as the first ecstasies were over, Fanny's enthusiasm was a little noisy and crude, and consistent mainly in emphatic repetitions of "Just fancy, we are going to Rome, my dear, Rome," they gave their attention to their fellow travellers. Helen was anxious to secure a...